shoot.
Ever,
shoot.
Ever.
And your fucking knife. Knife. About the head. About the head. Shoot, nigga. Shoot, nigga. Don't shoot. Don't
ever,
shoot.
Ever.
Been such devastation. Tricks running low, cops pushing harder than ever.
Yeah, you ain't no pimp. You're a
You need to fuck up.
Check 1, 2, Fat Mac Almighty, Triple XL, coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. Once again, it is a beautiful day. Damn, this week has been stellar, my nigga. It has been stellar. You know, I'm one of them cats where, I got peaks and valleys all in my game and shit. And it's like, you know, I can have stretches where I'm getting no play, no luck at all. You know, 3-4 months just total garbage, you know what I mean? Just my catch hand is just fucked up, man. And then there's, you know, that flip side where I can go 5-6 months where I just can't do no wrong, man. And the pussy just falls off the goddamn heavens, man. For real. And that's what's going on right now. Phone has been red motherfucking hot, man. Phone has been red hot, man. I got fucking free pussy calling. I got paid for pussy calling. I got all kinds of pussy calling me, man. I ain't got the energy. I don't have the money. And not to mention, I don't have the money either. Fuck all that shit, man. Fuck. You know, I got some things I gotta do with my ends, and I don't really have time to be tricky dicky right about now. That's the first rule of tricking, man. You got to exercise control. You got to exercise control, because it's just so easy to do it. Just so easy to do it, man. So, I'm gonna touch on that a little bit later on, man. I'm going to dabble into some old male-female relationships and talk about, black and white chick shit, man. But actually, this podcast, the meat of it is going to be about T-Man. That's right. And just for the record, T-Man, I know about your trademark or your copyright or whatever with the Trash Man T-Man situation, but like I said, you know, just for that show, just for shits and giggles, I knew it would irritate you to high heaven if I called you Trash Man, you know what I mean? So I elected to call you Trash Man, because, you know, since you went ahead and you changed your moniker to T-Man, I've honored that, and I've always called you T-Man, you know what I mean, after you made the change. But after we did this joint, you know, I figured I'd have some fun with it. And I knew you'd respond to it, because you be hating when motherfuckers call you Trash Man now and shit. You be hating that shit. So yes, T-Man, I know that shit, man. I know that shit. That's right, man. And once again, I like to tell everybody who has been following this whole thread to please stop sending me emails about the whole situation. Let me tell you something, man. Look, T-Man and everybody, look, I mean, this is proof positive that podcasting is not dead, because when T-Man did that show, it was like, I just heard from niggas I ain't heard from in a while. You know, that just let you know, niggas is listening, man. Niggas is listening to this shit. For real. It's like, damn, man. You know, I had a total of like 12 emails concerning this shit. And, y'all can stop sending them now, okay? There will be no porn war, right? Niggas, like I said, niggas from the porn war era was emailing, you know, what's going on? Yo, they just couldn't wait. They was salivating because they hadn't seen, or excuse me, they haven't heard a good porn war in a long time. And me, myself, I've never really been involved in a full, drawn-out, authentic porn war. The closest I ever really came was with that other dude, LJ, you know what I'm saying? So, wow, man, motherfuckers wanted to see a porn war, man. I mean, it was interesting. It was like, I can see him now because T-Man is a veteran of the porn war genre. You know, it's like, T-Man has been in the porn war with everybody, so he's a veteran at that shit, man. It's like, man, I mean, he's the best that's ever done the porn war thing, man. And then me, I would be kind of like, maybe you would call a dark horse, right? Because I've never indulged in this shit because it's never really been my style. But I could tell motherfuckers was really salivating for that, because it's like, man, how will this one turn out? This is different. This would be some different shit. You know, it's kind of like two superpowers going at it and shit, man. Niggas was on it, man. Niggas was like, oh, man. Oh. Niggas had their popcorn sitting out on the edge of their seat with this one. So look, y'all, man, look, stop sending me that shit, man. Stop sending me that motherfucking shit in email, man, about he said this, he said that. I know what he meant by that. I'm like, god damn, niggas is egging shit on, man, motherfuckers. I'm like, all right, man, it's over. It's over, man. It's over. Shit, like I said, just put your popcorn away, you know what I mean? Or you could finish it or whatever, but there will be no porn war, man. Shit. It's just, you know, two homies, you know, going ahead and with a little bit of playful banter. Basically all it equated to, man. So, well, let's get on with the motherfucking show, man. I'm just going to try and respond briefly to some of the shit that you said. And, of course, I disagree. You know, we coming from two polar opposite ends of the spectrum here, man. That's obvious, but you basically stating that you think I'm a little bit paranoid, you know, when I'm talking about the retention camps or the FEMA camps. You know, I'm like, no, nigga, they exist, man. These camps do exist. Recently, just last year, they actually started to staff the FEMA camps, or what you would call the concentration camps. That's what I would basically call them. Or you can call them re-education camps. I was around, I was in the military around the time where they started closing military bases in order to turn them into FEMA camps, okay? And they were basically not staffed, but just recently last year, they started to staff the camps. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it took them like a decade to do it, but actually, you know, a lot of these camps now are going up for bid. You know, a lot of these major corporations have contracts with these camps, with the government, and they're actually starting to staff the camps. They're putting people in the camp now to, what I would say, accept a population. Okay, so that's real. That's going down right now, and that's coming in on the heels of the what you would call the National Defense Authorization Act. This bill basically gives the government the power to abduct you without due process and make your ass disappear, man. Obama signed that joint, and I think it was actually December 31st, 2011. And he actually told the people that he would not sign that bill because it was blatantly unconstitutional. But while everybody was partying and getting a drink on New Year's Eve, he basically signed it. And he gave less than a fuck, you know, if y'all didn't want it signed or not. He signed it, so now it's a bill. Once again, if you want to do it, go ahead, Google National Defense Authorization Act. It is a bill that gives the government the power to abduct you without due process and make you disappear. That means they can pick your ass up, take you to one of their FEMA camps, detention centers, and, you know, you'll be asking for a lawyer, and they'll say, no, fuck off, you get no lawyer. And they can hold you there for life if they want. No judge, no jury, no court, no due process, nothing. That is actually a bill. It has actually been made into a law. Okay, so why niggas don't believe that you can't be abducted, you can't be put into a camp? I mean, they getting ready to do that shit right now. I mean, we can go ahead and look at all kinds of shit that's happened throughout history. We can look at, Russia. We can look at Germany. We can look at Cambodia. We can even look at America. And there has always been some sort of concentration camp. Some sort of way where they round your ass up and put you somewhere where you don't want to fucking be. I mean, they did that shit with the Indians, right? They called reservations. All right. I mean, America did that shit with the Japanese in World War II, right? Basically stripped them of all their personal property and stuck their ass in a camp. Right? I mean, I'm not even going to deal with all the shit that happened offshore in other countries, in other nations. That's not even necessary. I mean, we can look at what the hell happened with black folks in slavery, right? You know what I mean? I mean, it's always been going down, and people who don't really fuck with history, man, are kind of people who kind of are really dismissive of the idea that the government can once again take away your rights, take away your freedoms, and stuff your ass somewhere in a camp and leave your ass just sitting there. So no, my nigga, I'm not paranoid, man. I'm not paranoid, pimpin'. I'm a historian. I read about history, and it happens all the time. But due to the fact that there's a dumbing down process in America, most niggas don't fuck with it. Most niggas ain't really acclimated to it. Most niggas don't really, you know, it's the furthest thing from their mind. You know what I mean? So no, not paranoid. The shit is real. The executive orders have been signed. So it is lawful now to make your ass disappear. Put the fucking hood over your head. Throw you in the back of the van. Make you disappear. They actually have paperwork for that shit now. Written, like I said, man, don't believe me. Google National Defense Authorization Act. I think he's a little paranoid. No, my nigga, I'm just a little informed. That's all. Shit. And then, let me see, what else we got here? He believes that no one person can do shit, so we just all need to just sit around twiddling our thumbs. Just let the government do what the fuck it wants to do, man. Well, contrary to popular belief, like I said, most ethnic groups know that's bullshit, man. You know, black folks have been fed that shit, and black folks basically believe that, man. But you can't tell no Jew that shit. Jewish motherfuckers ain't playing that shit, man. People ain't fucking with the Jews, man, you know. Anytime something fucked up happens with the Jews, shit, they Johnny on the spot, and they make sure that it don't happen again. You know what I mean? So basically what we have here is we just, all movements and all revolutions always start with one person, man. You know what I mean? I mean, why do you think you have assassinations? Why do you have people being killed and murdered by the government all the fucking time? Because the government basically knows that you can't have people out there who have revolutionary thoughts, because that shit might become contagious. And once that happens, that's bad news for the government, man. So, I mean, you talking about no one person can change things. I vehemently disagree with that. And most people who are of the Christian persuasion should know that, because, I mean, all the prophets have basically taught that this is a veiled lesson that's being taught through religion, that you always have a prophet who was raised up amongst the people, who has a revolutionary idea, revolutionary thought, and he basically supplants, or he basically usurps the powers that be. And these power elites today, they understand that, they know that. So there's a very strict program in place that whenever they see anyone who has prophetic thought, who has revolutionary thought, they murder them. You know what I mean? Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, JFK, anybody with revolutionary fucking thought, man, gets whacked. Bob Marley, yes, you know, it's been well documented also that Bob Marley was a part of the COINTELPRO program, where he was just getting a little too influential out there amongst the grassroots, and they couldn't have that shit. John Lennon also.
assassinated by the powers that be. I know that you don't believe that shit either. You know, that's conspiracy shit. That's paranoia shit. But he was a person with a lot of prophetic thought, a lot of revolutionary thought. Very influential in the grassroots. Had to knock him the fuck off, man. So your theory about the one man can't change things is ridiculous, because all revolutionaries start with one man. Then it becomes contagious. Then it catches on. And then the grassroots rise up and they basically overthrow their oppressors through that one man. You know what I'm saying? Even the whole Trayvon Martin thing right now bear witnesses to that truth, man. I mean, you had a whole bunch of people in an uproar about it. Government kind of nutted up on it and shit. You know, they still trying to figure out how they're going to spend it and shit. But it resulted in homeboy, what's his name, Zimmerman, being drug in. That's right. Because a whole bunch of people was like, oh, hell no, nah, nigga, this is not going to happen. This is not going to fly. So it all starts with one man, one person. Then it, you know, becomes contagious. Then everybody starts, you know, feeling that same vibe. And that's dangerous for governments, man. Dangerous for governments. So, yes, one man can't exact a change. There's no doubt about that. Like I said, revolutions throughout history have all been because of the so-called radical thoughts of one man that came up through the grassroots, came up through the people. And that's very dangerous for governments, man. Very dangerous. So don't sell yourself short, homie. Come on, man. You can do that shit, man. Everybody is powerful in their own right. There's strength in numbers. There's power in numbers. And as long as you're armed with the appropriate knowledge and the appropriate information, the masses can be dangerous. But the only problem right now is everybody's dumbed down. So they don't really know what the fuck to do. They're just slaves to the media. They're slaves to propaganda. And they basically do what the fuck the government tells them. And that's why the populace right now is... they're basically impotent, because everything they get is from their oppressors. MadCity.com.
Yeah. It's Skittle Week, you know what I mean? You feel me? Got my nigga Young Vito in the booth. You know what I mean? We stay spinning the truth, you know what I mean? And it be up the top. And we don't lie. Let's go. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Okay, look, I'm a money making miracle. They be like, that nigga high and he spiritual. Yeah, you know I'm fly, cause I'm going to the sky. And I'm looking at this guy like, who the fuck is you? Nigga, you a bitch ass nigga up in school. I graduated, psych, nah, I come through. Yeah, I see a bad bitch, I pipe up like I'm Popeye. Yeah, I'm a sailor man. I don't really know, but my suits come tailored, man. And that light so neon blue. They be like, damn, who is that? Skeet on you? Yeah, it's a chick. Yeah, I just hit with two. Yeah, I mean my three. He with me, Young V.I.T. Oh, did I forget to mention he was that nigga on my line? B, come through, you shining. No, now you never know. Come through, I'm never dope. You niggas never show how real that you is. But you niggas so fake, cause you niggas so pussy and cake. I don't really hate, I just sit back and just relax. Kick it like Mike Jack, yeah, old school. Yeah, silver glove shine that. I don't really even understand why you niggas act like a movie. You niggas so lame, yo bitch wanna do me. You niggas so groupies.
Numbers don't lie. Okay, numbers don't lie. I stack dollars to the sky. I'm a motherfucking man, gon' be that nigga till I die. You can find me in the sky, chillin' on cloud nine with a big ass blunt and a bad yellow dime. I'm a beast, I'm a goon, I'm a motherfucking goblin. Got a big gun for that nigga hootin' and hollering. I don't give a fuck, little nigga, just silent. Before I get to spittin', chopper soundin' like a siren. These niggas, bitch. something like, I don't know. Fuck it, let them go. Big money, I let it show. Big money, I let it grow. Big money, I let it stack. Then I go and double that. Then I go and double that. Double that, double that. I bet that I see a profit. Motherfucker, no, I won't stop it. And I'm so tragic, living lavish, chilling with a bad bitch. Like, numbers don't lie at all. And no, yes, boy, I just ball, you know. Like I'm Ginobili or Kobe or young Chris Paul. Act like you know me. I don't give a fuck. If you got a problem with them, you better send your niggas. You better not come get them. Cause I got goons with them. And they all got pistols. Ready to leave your shit full. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Let the beat go on. I just go on and go on. Smoking on that big shit. Smoking on that cushy. Y'all niggas pussy. I'm about to dish him. These niggas want it, then they can get it. I feel like I'm the realest, the hottest to be specific. Who got a problem with it? Come say it to my face. And like ABC, nigga, you be gone without a trace. Be gone without a trace, nigga. Fuck, nigga.
So fuck it, man. Let's just agree to disagree on that shit, man. You know, you just a argumentative dude, man. You just want to, goddamn just, I don't know, man. Just, you hard-headed, man. Fuck. Why don't you just go ahead and just submit to my greatness? Okay, gonna switch gears here, man. I just came in and I seen that T-Man had posted another show. And it's all about how the dime piece Fame, that's right, she's a dime, homie. She is a dime. How did you ever snag something as delicious as that, nigga? Anyway, like I'm saying, yeah, he's like blaming me for some shit that his, you know, his chick is on, man, you know, and I get a lot of that, man. I get a lot of niggas blaming me for shit, man, that I ain't even got nothing to do with, man. It's like, I guess she was, talking about the show, about how I basically gave her a compliment, man, and he basically said she's just taking it to the fifth power and is getting on his nerves, and that led to an argument, and that led to her dipping out on him. Now he's at the crib, you know, drinking liquor and playing with himself or something. I don't know, man, but I get a lot of that shit, man, you know, and I can't understand. I'm like, how can old fat trick nigga like me be the cause of so many niggas' headaches, man? I don't understand that shit. All these guys are supposed to be on some pimp shit, man. But, you know, they just saying, you know, if it wasn't for that fat ass nigga, this wouldn't have happened and that wouldn't have happened. And I'm like, I don't understand it, man. I don't understand it. Once again, we ought not look at labels. We all should really look at the actions of individuals. You know what I mean? Because truth be told, I mean, I get a lot of that shit on a local level, man. Niggas be mad at me, just be pissed off. And, you know, and basically, well, let me tell you what usually happens with me, right? Some niggas that, you know, some of my people may know or whatever, they may approach me and shit, and they know I got females and shit, and they like, man, what's up, man? You know, because I used to throw parties. I used to, you know, do my thing, and I used to throw parties, and I used to have some good product for the fellas and shit, man. I don't really do that no more. It's a headache. But, and they should already know that shit, man. So I stopped doing that, but niggas be like, okay, man, you know, what's up, man? Why don't you holler at me, man? You know, I need some girls for this, or I need some girls for that. Sometimes it's on some business, but most times it's on some pleasure. You know, motherfuckers just want a female so they can just bang on them and shit, man. And I'm like, nah, I don't really do that, man. You know, I don't really do that. Shit. Because number one, most of the females I fuck with ain't gonna do it, because they're not whores. Contrary to popular belief, they're not whores. You know what I'm saying? They just don't fuck with you just because you got money. I done seen females that I've had turn down niggas with stacks. You know what I mean? Just because they just wasn't on it. You know, they'll fuck with me, but they won't fuck with the other nigga. You know what I mean? The other nigga got a stack, I got $50, but they'll fuck with me. You know what I mean? So the fat trick nigga is making niggas mad because the broad won't fuck with him. You know what I mean? And I'm like, nigga, I got shit with that. So then all of a sudden, you'll get niggas besmirching my name, man. Talking about, ah, that fat motherfucking man, that nigga, that trick nigga, that this. That's usually the way it happens, man. Motherfuckers just be pissed off got sour grapes because the chick chose the fat nigga, man. So I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. Shit, man. I keep trying to tell y'all, man. This goes past money, man. This really ain't about the money. If you've done your homework, you know what I mean, which most of you have not. Most of y'all, like I said, y'all still sipping the Kool-Aid, man. You know, there's a lot of psychology that goes on this shit, man. And a lot of y'all thinking it's about the money, and it ain't. It really ain't. Trust me and believe me. Like I told you, seeing females turn down niggas with a grand in their motherfucking hand. So, I mean, if it was about the money, then best believe they would have got on that shit. But it ain't like that. This ain't really going to be a long show, man. You know, I'm just going to dip in and dip out. I've been doing entirely too many podcast shows right about now due to the fact that T-Man has been fucking harassing me. You know what I mean? But I hope you iron that shit out, T-Man. You know what I mean? I mean, shit. I can't help it that you went ahead and married a dime piece. You know what I mean? And the video I'm talking about, man, I mean, basically, it's you and her on a couch, man. You know, it was kind of like fucked up quality. I remember telling you, like, God damn, nigga, if you're going to send me something, send me some good quality shit, man. I mean, the video itself, the shit that was going on in the video was the shit, man. You know, I watched it a lot. Yes, I did. Because she's a dime. That's right, man. She was getting it in. God damn, nigga. I'm like, how did this nigga get this bad at? Anyway, like I'm saying, man, yeah, it's y'all on a couch. And man, and you smashing the shit out that pussy, man. God damn. I'm like, oh, whew, oh my God. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it wasn't the greatest quality as far as you know, pixels and all that kind of shit, man. But that didn't stop me from watching the motherfucker. Yeah, I watched it. I watched it a whole lot, man. A whole lot. Mm-hmm. Whew. Oh, where was I at? Okay, well, yeah. Basically, like I said, I hope everything turned out, you know, all right for you, man. Things should be all right. You know what I'm saying? Just have faith in your girl, man. I'm pretty sure it's all harmless. She's just going out and just spreading her wings for a little bit. You know what I mean? As far as me being up in your state, maybe not. That's the thing about the fat trick. Well, fat trick got motherfucking techniques, man. He got motherfucking techniques, man. Shit. Ooh, wait. Okay, alright. Well, let me go ahead and elaborate on, you know, the whole white and black thing, because I just posted that show last night. And already, I don't, you know, because I have a few female listeners, and, you know, that incenses black women more to hear, you know, a black man say he only fucks with white women. And I'm not saying I only fuck with white women. I'm not saying that shit, man. I'm just saying I'm just more inclined these days to give the white chick some holler, man, than the black one. Because you motherfucking black women are fucking bananas, man. And I'm going to give you a good example of that shit today. Like I said, beautiful day. Phone ringing off the hook, man. I actually had another female over here who, and it's a damn shame I can't say the names and shit, man, because you niggas be telling, y'all niggas be snitching and shit, man. But this chick, me and her, been trooping, been fucking around for a long time. She going through some shit with her dude and shit. So she's been coming over here like every day, fucking with me, you know what I'm saying? And she just beautiful as fuck, man. Red bone, big titties. No, it's not crybaby niche, just another one. But wow. She's on it, man. She's beautiful. But I'm kicking it with her, and I'm getting I've been getting these phone calls and these text messages from, and I can say this chick's name, you know, Jessica Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit been blowing me up all fucking week, man. What's up? What's going on? What you doing? You know, why are you not answering your phone? Are you okay? Are you sick? But I've been just ignoring her. I've been blowing her off. I ain't really been responding to her stuff. This is the chick that gives blowjobs, right? She gives blowjobs, and she will have an orgasm just from giving you the blowjob. You know what I mean? But, of course, from what she's telling me, she says that doesn't happen with everybody. So her favorite thing is to come over and blow me. you know, and had me shoot up in her mouth. And then as soon as the goo hits her tongue, she'll nut. You know, she's just on that shit. Freaky. Oh, whew. And I love it when she does it, man. I love, I mean, because she be shaking and shit. When, you know, she one of them chicks where she nuts. She'll be shaking and she'll be, she'll be spazzing out like she's short circuiting, man. It's beautiful. But, you know, just recently, you know, her mouth be slick and she one of them chicks where, like I said, she's black. So she got a lot of mouth. She just always talking crazy for no fucking reason. Just out of the blue, she'll just be fucking talking shit, man. This chick, I know, you know, I just, you know, I do this thing where I put a chick on punishment. If she too goddamn rowdy, if she just don't know her role, she don't know her place, she gets banished from my life. You know what I mean? Some bitches will get a 30 day, some bitches get 60 days, some bitches get 90 days, you know, so they can think about the folly of their fucking ways, man. You know what I'm saying? I got too many females around me that's willing to act right for me to put up with your stupid shit, man. So she been at me for like 2 weeks, man. You know, like I said, I've just been wanting a break. Don't want to listen to her shit. But recently it's just, I mean, you really want to incense a broad, make a bitch really pissed off at you, ignore her. That's worse than you cussing her out. That's worse than you, I mean, doing anything. I mean, if you just don't acknowledge her existence, period, the bitch will fucking lose her mind. So that's what I've been doing. I've been just ignoring the shit out of her, man. Ignoring. So today, I mean, she's just been like, hit me up on the text message. Like, what's up? What you doing? Why you tripping? What the fuck is wrong with you? Da, 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 da. And once again, not acknowledging her. But then something happened where I had to go ahead and I had to break the code a little bit because, you know, I had a shorty over here and I was thoroughly enjoying my day. So then I get a text message from this chick, Jessica Rabbit, and she says, oh, so you ignoring me? Do I have to come over there? And she will do it. This crazy bitch will come over and she will knock on my door. You know what I mean? And I don't want that shit. So I had to kind of, you know, bring out the peace pipe with the bitch. And be like, hey, I'm not ignoring you. Let's, you know, I had to get logical on the bitch. You know what I'm saying? So we started talking and, you know, and she's going through all this shit. Nigga, why are you ignoring me? You know, why can't you pick up the phone? And I've had this conversation with her like 8-9 times. You know what I mean? I'm like, because, you know, I'll be with certain chicks and I just don't feel like arguing about why I'm picking up the phone. You know what I mean? Shit, because, I mean, I'm trying to enjoy my time with a certain broad, and I just, you know, I'm just trying to respect the chick that I'm with. That's all I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, that's fucked up, because when I'm with you, you pick up the phone all the time. You talking to all sorts of bitches when I'm with you. And like I said, I done had this conversation with her 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times, man. Shit. Now, keep in mind, this chick, she got a dude. I mean, she got the nigga's name tattooed on her back and everything, and she all on Facebook, hugged up with the nigga and shit. You know, she got a nigga. So I'm like, why in the hell do you keep goddamn tripping when I'm with the next bitch? You know what I'm saying? Just leave me the fuck alone, and when I'm ready to fuck with you, I'll call you, nigga. Goddamn, man. But if I don't call her, or if I don't pick up the phone when she calls, she loses her fucking mind, man. And once again, like I said, she's got a nigga. But, you know, she keep lying to me and telling me she ain't fucking with him no more. But the nigga still live with her. So, oh, my God, man. So, like I said, this type of shit I'm dealing with, man, she's like, you always picking up the phone and talking to other bitches when you with me. And I'm like, nigga, when I be with you, man, it be mostly business and shit. It don't be mostly business. You ain't kicking me out enough money for it to be business. You know, it just got stupid and shit. I'm like, look, I'll fuck around and call you when I get goddamn ready. You know what I'm saying? Just leave me the fuck alone, man. Let me call you. Let me handle my business. And then I'll fuck with you later on. But like I said, this is some shit I go through with her all the time. Same shit over and over and over. And over and over and over again. You know. Black bitches, man. I don't go through that shit with my white chicks, man. You know what I'm saying? I got about 3 white chicks I fuck with. I got about... They're either white or they mix. Or they like red bones and shit. You know what I mean? For the most part, most of those bonafide black chicks, man. You know. It's like, oh, fuck. These motherfuckers be tripping, man. You know, I think it's the culture of drama. I think they've just been reared on so much drama in their life, in their hood. It's just a drama of culture of drama, man. That's all it is. And they need drama. They need a perpetual, steady supply of dumb shit in their life. And if they don't have any coming from other sources, they're more than willing to concoct it and create it themselves, man. Shit. Once again, I'm arguing with this chick over shit that we have had a discussion over too many goddamn times. I'm like, I don't fuck around and I don't blow your phone up when you with your nigga. And if I do call you, and if your nigga is around, you know what I'm saying, and you don't answer the phone, I pretty much know your nigga is around. Shit. But then you tell me, I'm not with him, I don't fuck with him, he ain't shit. But bitch, when I call you at certain, you know, times of the day, you don't answer your fucking phone. So that lets me know the nigga is around. And that lets me know that you're respecting him enough not to answer the fucking phone. And that's basically letting me know that somehow, some way, y'all still have some sort of relationship. Otherwise, you pick up the phone and you wouldn't give a fuck what he thought. Bitch, I'm not stupid. Stop playing games with me, bitch, okay? Alright? Shit. Now, once again, this is a chick I've been fucking with since 2004. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas not even hip to this fat tricking, man. Y'all not hip to it, man. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and address that too. You know, like, man, why you keep calling yourself a fat trick, man? Like, you know, I'm doing that for a reason. You know, I'm not really gonna get into that yet. You know, this is basically a psyop I'm doing. It's a psyop, but I can't really get into it just yet. Keep in mind, when y'all fucking with me and y'all come here and y'all listen to my shows and shit, I'm the type of nigga where I don't play checkers, I play chess. And typically, whenever I make moves, you know, I'm typically 4 or 5 moves of most niggas. You know what I'm saying? So that's what y'all hearing right now. Y'all hearing me do something so that I'm 4 or 5 moves ahead of certain other individuals. That's all. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that's... Broad almost fucking ruined my day, man. So basically what she said, she was gonna come over. You know, I went ahead and I hollered at her, and I appeased her, you know, cause she, you know, I've had her on a 45 day Fat Mac restriction. She realizes, you know, the folly of her ways, and now she ready to come back and see a motherfucker, you know what I mean? So I told her once my main chick left, I would go ahead and give her a ring. You know what I'm saying? So I'll probably ring her later on tonight. That is, if her nigga not around. You know what I mean? Shit. Keep in mind, like I said, I don't call these chicks, man. They be calling me. You feel me? Shit. I don't call them, they call me. Fuck. But anyway, that's today's show. It was supposed to be a quick one. And once again, T-Man, I hope everything works out, man. You know? Whew. Once again, fellas, there is no porn war. I know that, you know, y'all been wanting to see a porn war for, I don't know, probably going on the past 2 or 3 years, because there is no more porn war candidates. I think T-Man them basically just went to war with damn near everybody there is to go to war with, and all the other combatants have basically retired from the game. And you know, y'all was probably hoping to see the last 2 best podcasters in the game go ahead and mix it up and shit, but it was not to be. It was not to be. So stop emailing, trying to drum shit up, you know, coming back reporting, you know. And I appreciate the reports, you know, niggas looking out and shit, but some of y'all, you can tell, you know, it's like niggas just deliberately trying to stir shit up, just deliberately, just, you know, can't wait just to see some fireworks and shit. And nigga, I'm not stupid. Some of y'all motherfuckers is, y'all ain't got shit else to do and shit. But like I said, once again, the podcast game is still, it's still viable. It's still up and running, man. Cause y'all motherfuckers just, y'all swarmed on this one. For real. Good God, man. Find that fine video that T-Man sent me of that dying piece fame. That right. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, shit, I don't even know, where is your, what's your email address so I can send this to you, man? Shit, because I don't know where to send it. Hit me up. I'm out.
HBO, the greatest network of our time, has brought you compelling documentaries about pimps, hoes,
Players, Johns, Tricks, Marks, Mark Ass Tricks, Trick Ass Marks, Skeezers, Skanks, Skig Skags, and Scollywops. Now, America's most incredible network gives you another side of the story as we go into the world of the haters. America Undercover presents the Player Haters Ball.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, real hate, man, that's like an art form, man. You know, it's like, you like a born a hater, you know, like myself, man. You know, a lot of cats think they hate, but, man, I mean, I'm mad, you know, I'm mad at everything, man. You know, brother got a nice car, man. Why you got a car, man? I only got one car. Why you got three cars or a wife or all that, man? That, man, that's played out, man. I hate on a nigga till he's totally broke and ain't got nothing like me, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, that's what real hating is all about, man.
I can make you a believer. I love you smoking that tea, but then I mention my chain on freezer. I make you a believer, chilling with a bad little diva, light skin, long hair like Eva. I make you a believer. Went from a coupe to a Beamer, coming down the block. I know you seen us. I make you a believer. Ain't nobody cleaner, and everybody loving this dope boy demeanor. I make you a believer.
Luxury cars and jet planes, all from the street games. I do what I gotta do to make it happen. From trapping to the clapping, to saying I don't know what happened, to cutting my fingers, counting my stacking. No Michael or Randy when I'm talking Jackson. From flipping on the mattress to fucking girls with accents. I be on the street trapping, I'm all about this action. Two guns, one in my pants, one in my jacket. Cause if a nigga want it, we can really make it happen. I walk a flock of flame and turn his son into a bastard. Got a silencer so old folks don't hear the racket. And if it's money, I have to stack it, so I can push it over on you pussy hating faggots. Fuck lunch, I got that mad money madness. Even gotta have my weed the same color as it. From the bricks to the pound, boys know I'm
at it. But I smoke, I'm smoking that tea, but then I mention my chain on freezer. I make you a believer, chillin' with a bad little diva, light skin, long hair like Eva. I make you a believer. Went from a coupe to a Beamer, coming down the block. I know you seen us. I make you a believer. Ain't nobody cleaner, and everybody loving this dope boy demeanor. I make you a believer.
Listen up, I can make you a believer. Plus I got a little older, still a youngin' by my features, and no teachers at the top of the bleachers. Got a team full of teachers. They'll rob and leave and young. I'ma make this lovely and divas. Man, I swear I got more game than eight receivers. You just saying all the confidence, I'ma date the pizza. Tell them, whoa, Kimo Sabe, I ain't talking about Caesars. I got a circle of success all around me. Never stay verbal, cause the press all around me. See, I'm colder than the last, and me the best for medallions. No more about the probably roll with Chris Calvin. Real slick, call him Mr. Clean Jr. Brand new chain, shit sicker than a tumor. Doing all the women, cause you gotta love the truth. Young, coming little homie, loaded like
a Ruger. I can make you a believer. I love from smoking that tea, but then I mention my chain on freezer. I make you a believer. Chillin' with a bad little diva, light skin, long hair like Eva. I make you a believer. Went from a coupe to a Beamer, coming down the block. I know you seen us. I make you a believer. Ain't nobody cleaner, and everybody loving this dope boy demeanor. I can make you a believer. Glock stay on my hip like a beeper, and my block be jumpin' like a lemur, jumpin' like a lemur. In the club, throw money like streamers. These rappers need help, call FEMA. They need an T.O. like the Vegas, but they use their last 60 seconds. And I'm blissing my city, so they ain't running nothing. Kilos and pounds, I got good with the metrics. Bullets the size of medicine balls for those flexing. You want the daisy or the rose section? A nice suit and your folks blessing. I tell a bad chick to come naked, and if she ain't down for the cause, Martin Lawrence, bitch, get the stepping. Lyric sick, boy, you better get your Robitussin. And my chain disgusting, fat folks fucking. Eskimo baby, I'm a cold youngin. Quack, homie, and beat. I can't do this stuff. But I smoke, you smoking that tea. But did I mention my chain on freezer? I make you a believer. Chillin' with a bad little diva, light skin, long hair like Eva. I make you a believer. Went from a coupe to a Beamer, coming down the block. I know you seen us. I make you a believer. Ain't nobody cleaner, and everybody loving this dope boy demeanor. I make you a believer.
Back, more money to
I can make you a believer.
that motherfucker go around talking about he a Mac, and he ain't Macing nothing. He is a fool, y'all. I don't understand, but he tricked it at me. He tricked it at all the girls. He said that he was just doing this for his own personal, whatever. He just like said that at his house, he just jacked off to all the stuff he be taping and stuff. And so what I signed all them model release, that don't mean nothing. So what, he had all them lights and them cameras and all that, you know, he tricked it at me.